Today's Daf is Daf Bet. And last year, we're looking at the Malchum Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yochanan in terms of understand. Well, it folded back to try and understand our Mishnah. And we really dealt with Rabbi Chiya, and I left really one line that I should have done. And that is Rabbi Yochanan says, "Im mizush vua takana hi," that you can't bring a proof of our Mishnah because if they he understand, in other words, just to recap slightly, Rabbi Chiya Rabbah says that our Mishnah must be a case of modem emikta. And he uses that as a proof to say that even though you're not physically modeling mikzat, even if Edim come and show that you're chayiv chetzi, that can mechayiv your shvua. That was his proof. Rabbi Yochanan says if Edim come and say you're chayiv chetzi, it doesn't mechayiv your shvua. Don't bring up proof from our Mishnah. Why? Because the shvua in our Mishnah, which we alluded to last time, Amar Rabbi Yochanan im mizu shvua takana hi. It's simply a shvua takana, which means that we just didn't want people to start snatching other people's property in order to take it to in order to try and claim it's theirs. Okay. Fine. That's what basically closes up what we learned last year. Now the Gemara says, Tani shnaim shu tofsim b'shtar ze omer sheli va'avad mimeni v'ze omer sheli hu and sheparati lecha. So we've got a loan contract here, and it's sort of found on this, and they're sort of arguing over it. They're both holding onto the contract, and one says, "Look, it's my loan document, and I just happen to have shtar sheli hu va'avad mimeni." The creditor saying it's mine, I just happened to lose it. And now I've found it back, so it's really mine. Another person says, no, it's actually mine, meaning the borrower says it's mine and I paid it off, and that's why it was returned to me. So the consequence of this is the debt paid off. So according to Rebbe, he says, Yitkei mashtar b'chot mav divrei Rebbe. However, Reb Shmuel ben Gamliel says, Yachaloku. So to explain this, the Marafulda says, "Babavli Amarava Amar Yochanan b'makayem if mimukiyam if this shtar has already been substantiated, everyone agrees. It's like shteimochsim betalit. They're both arguing over whether it is whose it belongs to, and therefore you'd have to divide it. Same in the Mishnah. Hainu shekatav shehitzev beitin to even establish ve'edim achitimat yadam, and the edim already the people have testified to the veracity and the validity of these signatures. V'kon beitin shtar danan nafa kadmana v'asidu ploni ploni achitimah, and there've already been a special authority or like authorization document. Now we call it a what's it called? Oh, everyone, when you make aliyah, you have to run around getting these things. Anyway, whatever. It's like a certifying the document that it's a good document. However, ki pligi, the machloket is if it's an enu makuyam, Rebbe Sava, Rebbe holds modeh b'shtar shakavut tzarich l'kayamo.
Affidavit, whatever. An affidavit.
No, that's what I'm thinking of. I'm thinking you get the apostille stamps and all these other things, whatever. You know what I mean? Anyway, it doesn't matter.
No, notary.
A notary, all that. Yes. You're fair. Okay. No, I was actually, yeah, that type of thing. Anyway, so I'm saying that lahavdil. Anyway, let's continue. So ki pligi b'she'enu makuyam. The machloket here is that the document has not been substantiated. Rebbe Savar, despite the fact, when the person says, I paid it back, by saying I paid it back, he's admitting to the fact that this document is already valid. Nonetheless, Rebbe holds for this document to still have force, despite the fact the lover has admitted to the fact that it is really valid, so he's borrowed from him, you still need to mekayem the shtar. You still need to have the document validated, right? Because again, the whole validity, if you like, going to Rebbe that we're saying that is applied to this document by his admission is also along with that admission is the fact that he says he's paid it back. So therefore, we in order for us to really give force to this document in order to try and claim anything from it, then it'd have to be still be substantiated. However, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, no, ain't tzrich l'kayimo. You don't need to substantiate the document because by the person saying, look, I've already paid it back, he's saying that this document's a valid document. Game over. So let's go back to the Mishnah again. Oh, the bright that we saw in the Gemara. So, shnaim shoftim tofsim b'shtar zeh. Zeh omer sheli, v'avad mimeni, v'zeh omer sheli, v'shaparativ. We says, according to Rebbe, until this document is substantiated, nothing happens. But once it is, according to then, the simple understanding of Marfud is he would agree to Rabbi Shimon that Yachaloku. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, you don't have to wait till it's substantiated. It's already considered effectively substantiated by the fact that the law admitted it's a good document, so Yachaloku straight away. Interesting here, the Ritbaz quotes the Ramban, actually, on Bava Metzia, obviously. And he says that Rebbe would hold if it's Yitkan Birchotma, what's substantiated, then you could. the Gavata Kol, interestingly, even though it's sort of in between two hands. But anyway, beseder. So, however, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Kol Holech, according to Rabbi Lazar, he says, a Kol Holech Achar Hatafus Ba'edim. Meaning, if they're both holding the document, according to Rabbi Lazar, it's what's critical, meaning who really has full control over this document? The one who's holding the part with the Edima. So if it's a document that is kind of like written in this direction and the signature at the bottom, if I hold the bottom, then that's the whoever's holding the bottom is the one that the document effectively goes to. So if it's the lover holding the bottom where the signatures are, then he doesn't have to pay anything back. If it's a malva, then he can collect his debt. Okay? That's what the Gemara seems to be saying. So, by the way, what it would mean then, where the Bavli explains it, where's the whole discussion or debate, if you like, up above between Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, that's when it's been documents held in this direction, where they're both holding effectively the Edim. Okay? So, that's what my full says it further down in his Perush. However, the Gemara says, Amrav Chista, Ein Shmuatune Atya Rebbe Shimon. Meaning, I'll just show you the or atya. So ein shmuata in sort of like ein, it's in shmuata, meaning the. But I'll show you the Pnei Moshe here because to be honest, I don't really fully understand the Marafolda. I'll give you a hint of what he's saying, but I don't fully get it. But it says in shmuata according to Pnei Moshe says im shamata atash lechaleken. If you want to say that yes, it can be hinging and dependent on who is actually holding the makom ha'edim in the document. Then he says, Atya, this must be Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Now, the Rabbi Shimon here doesn't say what Rabbi Shimon is. That's why it's a debate between like Bnei Moshe and Rabbi Mafalda in terms of what Shimon talking about. But we're saying that Bnei Moshe says this falls back to the debate we just saw between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Because he said, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, really, according to Rabbi Shimon, then you can say, yes, it might depend on who's holding the signatures. Avala Rebbe, according to Rebbe, it doesn't matter who's holding the signatures. Why? Because unless the document's been substantiated, there's nothing to talk about. Okay, that's what it sounds like. In other words, it doesn't matter where you're holding, because unless the document's been substantiated, then there's nothing to really talk about. It's actually interesting here that I'll just show you the Ribaz. Ribaz also explains that it's talking about. When it's saying that this understanding is like Rabbi Shimon, who's that? That's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. He quotes a Ramban here. I'll just read inside. Pirush Ramban dal de'il Rabbi de'amar yitkayem ha'shtar b'chot ma'av according to Rabbi, who says that you must mitkayem the shtar before we can even discuss anything. Pshita, obviously hakol alech achar edim. Then you don't even have to say that it's all hinging on the edim. Why? Shekem shachar mem tafus bilvad. Since one of the einat tayachol lekayemo, you wouldn't be able to mekayem the shtar if you don't have makom edim. Because what happens generally? We say just like when it comes to shtay moksim batalit, we effectively give over one whatever's being held by one party to that party, and same to the other way. Whoever has the makom ha'edim, he's the one able to substantiate the document or not. So if the lover's got the makom ha'edim, you won't be able to substantiate the document. So he said, that's obvious then. Because you can take it to where his hands are reaching. And he then continues on so that must be the whole chiddush we're saying must be referring to if you like the shita of Rabbi Shimon. Now it's interesting here. I'm going to say it outside. I mean, I'm not going to fully explain it. The Ramah Fulda says the Rabbi Shimon we're talking about is a debate between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yochanan that we saw all the way back in Gittin of whether a kotev torah b'tofes. If you remember, that's hareyat mutar lekol adam, whether that can be pre-written or not, or has to also be lishma. Again, how it ties in here, I'm not sure, but generally, since we go in my fold, I'm just mentioning that's the way he kind of explains it. Okay, Beseder, that was like the tricky part of the shiur. Let's continue. Zeh chetzi shili shlisha shili. So we saw the second part of the Mishnah that said if one person says it's all mine, another person says half is mine, then what happens is that the person who says half is mine, he makes a shvuah of no less than a quarter, and the person who said it's all mine says I've no less than, if you like, three quarters, if you remember. Really, half of it, there's nothing to really talk about. So the only thing that's debated is really the remaining half. So what we're saying now, whether he says, it's not talking about the same case here, or if the person who claimed the smaller share says, shlishi shli, meaning whatever the smaller side, one person's claim I have, it's all mine when it comes to the Talmud. The other person says, I've got whatever share he says, the principle that Gemara is saying, he will always make a shvuah as a no less than half of that chelek. So if it was a third he claimed, he has no less than a sixth. The general rule is, meaning, the part that the person said that is not mine, meaning by saying a third of it is mine, that means two thirds not mine, that's not in consideration. So you don't, that's not addressed. We only look at the part that's in dispute, which is what we say in the Mishnah, basically how we explain the Mishnah anyway. And it's that part that the person who says, I say I've got a third, he says I've no less than a sixth. And the other party would say I've no less than 5/6. Practically. Okay, let's continue. This is now our next Mishnah. Halacha bet. Two people riding on a horse. One is riding, one is pulling it along. Zilmer Koloshali, they're debating over the horse once again. Or a donkey can even be. Says one says it's mine, Zilmer Koloshali, Zilmer Koloshali. Once again, each party says I've no less than half. However, if they both agree that each we share in this, or there are witnesses to substantiate each of their claims, they have half, then chulkim they would divide it b'shalo b'shvuah. Okay, Tanya Taman, Isha Shaita al gabei. If you've got a woman that's riding on a horse, on our animal, and two people leading it or leading her, Elu Avdai, she says, these are my servants, Vachamor and the donkey, Vamasoi and the load is actually mine. Okay, so she claims it's all mine, everybody, even the individuals. Vizeomer, one of them says, no, Zuishti, that's my wife. And if it's my wife, it's all my property as well. Vize Avdi, and that other man is my servant, Vachamor, Vamasoi, and the donkey and the load is also mine. Vizeomer, the other man in this case, says exactly the same claim. No, he says, no, Zeomer, Shishti, that's my wife. So how do we resolve this situation? We don't know these individuals. Well, she's and I are going to be stuck because she won't be able to go get married until she gets a get from both of them, because it's a chashash she's married to both of them. So tzricha get mishneim, she needs a get from both of them. But tzricha, and also these individuals got up there. There's a claim that they're avadim. So to clarify that matter, they need tzricha leshachrer shneim, she needs to free both of them. However, each of them might be, she might not be the master. It could be that one of them is the eved of the other man. So therefore, v'shnei mesharim is enough to free both of them. V'hamor v'masoi. What happens with the load and all the and the donkey itself? Sorry, we say that they're each claiming it's theirs, each saying it's kula shali. So we split it three ways. Shloshtam, shloshtam shavim. Okay, yafe. They both have an equal claim. Okay, fine. Let's continue. Next Mishnah. Halacha Gimel. Haya rachuva behema. Let's say someone's riding on an animal. Vera'at, he sees an item, a hefker item, a lost item. Va'amar lachavero, he says, Tneali, give it to me. Venatla, and the individual came and took it. Va'amar ani zachiti ba. He says, you know what? I liked it. It's mine. Then we say, okay, the individual who picked it up, zachavo, it's his. Im mishnat nalo, if the person who retrieved the item gave it to the person who was riding on this donkey. Then he says, by the way, I picked it up for myself. It's really mine. Then, Amar lo, ani zechati batchila, lo Amar klum, he didn't say anything because it's already now the cheskat in the hands of the person riding the animal. Okay. Now the Gemara says, let's say again, the case of the person riding on this donkey. Amar, so the Gemara says, Amar yivitzach, hadi hilchada leit shma mina klum. There's no chidush really from this Mishnah. Lo miroshav velo misufa. Not from the beginning, from the end. The beginning end is going to be important in a minute because there are two cases in the Mishnah. One is the ratio where he says, give it to me, and before he gives it to him, he says, it's mine. We said, okay, it's yours. And the second case is where after this other person who retrieved it gave it to him, he says, it's mine, and we say, it's too late. So the Gemara says as follows, that there's no chiddush from the Rishon Sefer. Zacha. Now, just to explain what that point is, there's a difference between he says, give it to me, or he says, however, if you said Zacha, I want you to be Zoche it for me, acquire it for me when you pick it up. That would be a different situation. So I'll just show you, I'll show you the Maharal's take on this Sukkah. He says, Hadi Hilchata that we just learned. Halacha zu lo shamina miklum. There's no chiddush in this halacha at all. The dvarim pshutim. It's obvious. Shachuv lo kana. The person who's riding on the animal didn't acquire it. Or but why? Who il va'amar? Since he said to the individual, "Tnei, give it to me." Therefore, because he says, "Go give it to me," that means he didn't acquire this item until it entered, it landed in his hand. And therefore, the person who picked it up, by him saying, "Look, I took it for myself," obviously it belongs to him. There's no chiddush, because again, the person riding the animal. Let's make. I keep on saying person. I'll make it more clear. Reuven's riding the animal. He said to Shimon, "Go bring it to me." So by saying, "Go bring it to me," Reuven's effectively not going to acquire this item until the Metzia lands in his hand. So if Shimon picks it up and says it's mine, then obviously it's his, because Reuven never acquired it. There's no chiddush in the Mishnah. So therefore the Gemara says, "Va'amar nizachiti ba." However, ilomar zachali. If however he said, "I want you to acquire it for me," if that was the lashon of the Mishnah, then zachah, then it would have been a bigger chiddush. I'll show you the Gemara. This is ilu amar. Zachali, if you had said b'hagba'a by picking it up, the zacha haya zechidush, that would have been a chiddush. I mean, that would be a chiddush to say you can instruct someone to be zoicher a item for you, and by picking it up immediately, becomes yours. That would have been a novel case in the Mishnah. Aval hashta encha chiddush, there's no chiddush lo bereishis lo b'seifa, because so have a late shma mina klum bereishis lo b'seifa. Now, what's interesting, lo bereishis lo b'seifa. Just to explain, let's add a little bit of Pnei Moshe. It's quite a long Pnei Moshe. But Pnei Moshe says is, okay, you might think maybe we can be mashma from the Reisha by inference what the case would be by Zacha. So just to explain, the Reisha says, again, Reuven's arguing this donkey, and he says to Shimon, "See that Metzia, I want you to pick it up for me." And he picked it up, and if Shimon says it's mine, then Zacha, but that it's his. You might think maybe by inference we can say that, oh, that's because he said zacha. So he said, sorry, tzniali, go bring it to me. But if he said mashma, if he said zacha, then as soon as Shimon picked it up, it would have belonged to Reuven. You might think maybe we can work by inference, but you can't work by inference, because it might just be that the reason why it used the lashon of tzniali is to teach the din of the Sefer. Because the Sefer says that if he says that in a case where it says nearly and it was Shimon already gave it to Reuven, then Shimon at that point can't say, "Oh, by the way, I took it for me." It's too late to make that claim. In other words, again, you might think, I'll just say it again outside, you might think that maybe you can be mashma from the Mishnah that used Lashon Atnia, the case of Zacha, the din's different. But no, it might just be that the reason why the Mishnah used Lashon of Taniali is to teach the Chiddush of the Sefer, that even that when Shimon picks it up and hands it over to Reuven, it's too late to say, "Oh, by the way, I picked it up for myself." Even though he could have done it before he handed it over, it would have worked. But it's too late. That could be the reason of Chiddush, and therefore you can't be mashma anything from the Mishnah regarding the case of Zacha. That's where the Pnei Moshe explains the late Shemaim Nikum Loma Reisha Loma Seifa. Okay, as opposed to my father was just saying there's really no Chiddush in the Mishnah because the din is obvious. Okay, let's continue. Now, I'll show you this Halacha Dalet. Ra'ata Matziah, if someone saw it, lost the item, v'nafal alav and jumped on it, u'ba'acher, and somebody else come and snatched it away from underneath him, if you like, zeh she'echzik ba'veh, whoever picked it up, he's Zacha ba'. It's his. What if he sees people running after a metziah or achar tzvi shavur or a lame, if you like, dia, achar gozalot or some doves that cannot shloya, that cannot fly, pirichu? Then we say the amar, and the person who's importantly according to the Pnei Moshe, he says the person who's witnessing this, it's going through his field, and he's standing by the field, and theoretically he would be able to chase after those animals before it left the field and get it himself. The amar, he says zachali sadi. And he says, "I want my field to be zocha this, meaning my field is acquiring it. Zachta lo, it belongs to him." So despite the fact people run and get to it first, doesn't make a difference. He acquired it by virtue in his field. However, tzvi ratz gedarko, what if a deer is flying through the field? Or gazalot mafrichim, or the doves that are sort of flying through, if you like. Then we say, the amar then tries to use his field to be zocher. No, that's not enough. It's not shamur enough inside. It's not considered contained enough to the fact that to allow his field to acquire it. That is a Mishnah. Hey, summary of the Mishnah again, that firstly, it seems to be jumping on the item doesn't necessarily acquire it. That's going to be discussed in the first part of the Gemara, which reminds us, echoes what we learned back in Masechta Peah. And the second part of the Mishnah is the din of that when your field can acquire something for you. Again, it has to be like a deer that's shavur, is standing by the field, etc. Now the Gemara says, Reish Lakish, so Ra'at Mitzia, Reish Lakish says, B'shem Abba Kohen, Bardalia, Adam Zachab Mitzia B'toch Abdalad Amot Shelo. That if someone's just standing next to something, let's say in Rosh Hashanah, make it simple, in his Dalad Amot around him, he can acquire it. Just, he doesn't have to pick it up, he just acquires it. However, in other he becomes his property. Rabbi Yochanan's Cholek, he says, no, V'hu Shetapul L'toch Yado, he has to, Tipol Shalto, sorry, he has to pick it up, and do hagbah, he has to actually do a physical kinyan to it. So Gemara says, we're going to have kashas and Reish Lakish. How is it possible that simply dalad or shaladam can be kone? So manimtim pligi al Reish Lakish, nata miktzat peya, v'zarka zarak al hashar. Ein lo ba klum. So what happens is that someone picks up some peya, and he chucks it on some other peya to try and either hide it or acquire it. We saw that it was effectively a knas in street, and Lobaklum, he has nothing. So Amrili Tiftar, so the question is, one second, why can't it be that the payer that he, why can't he just say the Dalal Mota Koneh? Okay, so the Gemara says, that in that sense, Amrili Tiftar Peshlo Amar Yizke Li Ba'arba Amot Shili. In other words, once again, in order it seems to be according to Reish Lakish, for Dalat Aramot of Adam to be Kona, he has to say that I want my Dalat to be Kona. By simply standing there, it doesn't work. Now, even if he wants to acquire it, he has to have the Kavana that he wants to use his Dalamot as a means of acquisition to acquire it. In this situation, he just tried to chuck something onto this payah in order to acquire it to become his. And when I say, Omer Damat, what a Nafala Lea, Prasalita Lea, what if he jumps on it or he puts his Talit on it? Then we'd say, Marvin Omer, no, you've got to pull him off. So once again, why can't we say the fact he's on top of it? Is makes it effectively his. So Odi once again, Bashalah Mar Yisku once again. Simple, same answer. We can bring the same answer again and again. He says, Bashalah Mar, he didn't say Yiske li ba'arba mochali. He didn't want to use Dalad Mot as means of acquisition. The Mara says, Va Tani Reb Chiya Shnaim Shum Mit Katshim Ba'omer. Uba Ani V'chatfu Milifnehem Zachava. So you've got two people that are, if you like, fighting over. Again, this is taking us back to more cases of Masechta Peah. And two people fighting on, and he comes and snatches between them. Zacha. So once again, Odshi b'shelo amar yizku li arba amot sheli. Once again, it's where that neither of them, if they didn't use the dala amot as a mechanism of acquisition. So that's going to be the position we're going to go about continually. But we're going to, in Mitzvah Shem, next year, continue with this. So if you like this, again. All right. Set a call for the good day.